This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College football coach Paul McGonigal. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you, Bill. Thank you again for having me.
Good morning. It's our weekly visit with the coach as we get updates on Endicott football. So here we are. We're coming down to the wire. One game left in the regular season. We'll get to that in just a moment, but let's go back to last week where you guys defeated Curry 48-6. And upon further or deeper inspection of the game, you guys were trailing 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. So what did you must have had a great in-between quarter speech after quarter one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Coach Parsons over there, you know, he worked here. He was our offensive coordinator. Coach Pippen was a linebacker coach. So they know, you know, of any coach in the conference, not only like schematically, but also just personal players, you know, who to kind of maybe their temperament and all that stuff. So they had a great game plan. They started going down the field. The opening drive, we got a penalty and ended up scoring. And we moved the ball a little bit and then couldn't get a first down and punted. So, but yeah, they give them credit. They scored. Just towards the end of the first quarter, we only had, I think, 8 offensive plays in the first quarter. So did a good job keeping the ball away from us. And then but we blocked the extra point, which then gave us the momentum. And then we had a couple explosive plays. And, you know, we made it tie the game up. And then we had an extra point blocked. And then we scored a couple drives later. And then at the end of the half, it kind of switched where they went for, you know, on the fourth down kind of, right around midfield, just about their own end zone before 2 minutes, and our defense did a great job of getting a stop. And then the next play, we scored a big explosive play. And then at halftime, we got the ball to start the second half, and we had a great kickoff return to about the 45. Yavi Cosme Diaz, one of our running backs, had a good return. And then we ended up scoring a couple plays later. Then we had an interception scored. So it kind of just completely flipped, like you said, midway through the second quarter. So I think that was, you don't realize it, but I think that was the first time we were actually down to start a game since the Ithaca game. So it was good resiliency by the guys.
Absolutely. And I think that, let me just talk about Clayton Marenghi just for a moment here, because he not only was your leading rusher, albeit with 66 yards, but he rushed for a touchdown and then threw for 5 other touchdowns in the game. So tell us about him. He's obviously had a great senior year for you guys.
He has, and I think if you ask him last week's game up at Hudson, you know, he was a little bit, he played well, but it was inaccurate at times, and I think he was pressing sometimes, and he kind of internally challenged himself, and we talked and challenged him, and he had a great week. He came in, did a lot of film study, and I couldn't be happier for him. He kind of got some confidence, and obviously everybody knows his legs are his weapon, but, you know, some of his touchdown passes were, you know, 49 yards or 30 yards or whatever. So, but he's definitely a dual threat, and like I said, he's getting better and better every week.
We're talking with Endicott College football coach Paul McGonigal. Paul, anything else you want to talk to us about last week's game on the team front at all? You know, we've often talked about offense, defense, special teams, and so on. So anything's kind of stand out in that game that you didn't mention to us earlier?
Well, I think like last week, their running back was, you know, one of the better running backs in the conference. And you know, our defense did a great job 2 weeks in a row holding him for under 100 yards. I think he had like 84 yards, and we had some sacks and stuff like that. But anytime you give up 6 points, you know, and the defense did a good job. But I think overall it was, you know, a good team win. It took a while to get us going, but once we got going, they made some plays and just had a lot of energy and juice in the sidelines.
All right, so it's a senior day coming up, the last home game, last regular season game for you guys this coming Saturday when the University of New England is in town. Tell us about seniors because, you know, this is something that, you know, when people look at pro football, you know, you lose a player, you gain a player, you do all this stuff, there's trading, there's all this free agency stuff. But seniors, I mean, it's special when, you know, when seniors come to the end of the road, and they're nearing the end of the road here for sure the regular season. So tell us what you as coaches are thinking about and seniors are thinking about at this time of year, knowing that there's more games to come after this Saturday. But what can you share?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the old cliche, it goes by fast, death goes by fast. But this senior group, you know, they were the COVID class. you know, they came in and didn't technically have a freshman year, majority of them. So, you know, they've only played, this is their third season out of four. You know, usually you go to college, you're guaranteed at least four seasons. They've only been guaranteed three, and obviously some have a chance to come back. But, you know, they kind of were helped, you know, this is our third recruiting class, but definitely helped put this program in the position it is at times. You know, it's a bigger group, but some of them were three-year starters. Some of them were, you know, three- or four-year backups. Some of them played 1,000 snaps. Some of them played 10 snaps. But I think anytime you talk about seniors, it's more the resiliency of sticking with it. And it's not about the games. It's about the off-season lifts and the spring balls and the nice spring New England weather at 6 a.m. or 8 p.m. or 4 o'clock or whatever, and sticking with it. And not only that, but obviously, you know, academically and doing great in the classroom and graduating. But very proud of this class. There's a lot of great players, but also a lot of great, you know, people and persons in this class. And I think that these guys will, when they graduate, they'll be very successful.
I know we've talked about Shane Aylward out of Tewksbury, and we were just talking about Clayton Marenghi out of Linfield. What about senior linemen, those guys, or other defensive players? What can you drop a name or two for us?
Sure. I mean, Justin Lester, our left guard, ironically, is from Tewksbury as well. You know, Justin came in as a freshman and did a great job transforming, and he's been a four-year starter for us at left guard, all-conference, kind of our anchor there. You know, and then you got Colin Moropoulos on the other side, who was rookie of the year his freshman year or pseudo-sophomore with the COVID, and he's been a mainstay and he's having a great year playing three different positions, defensive line-wise. You know, you can think of somebody even like David Enriquez, who's from Panama, has been here and is a lineman, and then he battled some injuries last year, and he's our, you know, long snapper as well. So it's the little things, the big things, and obviously the kickers, you know, Quinton Fox, Ryan Smith, that they've had good years this year as weapons as well. So there's so many seniors that I could mention that have done a lot, you know. But, you know, look at someone like Sean Benson, who been a running back for us, and each year he's kind of been in the mix, and you know, and some guys have played more than him, and he gets in this past game, end up being, from the running back standpoint, our leading rusher, and he's battling some injuries, and you know, Sean's the ultimate team player, you know, and he's been an absolute pleasure to coach, you know, from the running back standpoint. Goes to work every day, blue collar, does whatever you ask him to do, and you know, I'm excited to see the future for Sean down the road after graduation.
Exactly. All right. So now University of New England is in town. Last home game of the last regular season home game of the year for you guys. They are coming off a loss to Husson this past week, but they're 6-3. So the University of New England, and what can you tell us about that team? It looks like they have I just did a little homework, Coach, but I think you know them a little better than I might, but a quarterback who's probably a double threat, right? Running and passing. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think he's been a starter for the last, I think his first start was against us in 21 here, where it was a close game. And then last year he started against us as well. So he's a very good player. He's similar to our guy. You know, he can run the ball. They run him a lot. The big RPO, a lot of screens, a lot of bubbles. You know, their offensive line was the offensive line Division III of the week of the win over Nichols a few weeks ago. So, you know, and then defense, they do a lot of multiplicity with different fronts and stuff like that. But they've had a good year. You know, they started out, you know, I think it was like 4-1 or 5-1 at one point. So obviously, when you're winning, you get a little more, you get a lot of confidence, and which they should. And it's always be a tough test for Air at home. It's always a good battle with these two teams.
Coach, anything else to share with us about Endicott football heading into this week's game?
No, I mean, obviously, like you said, senior day, you know, we got a lot of seniors and stuff like that. So, no, it's just kind of focused, and our team pretty much focused on the next game. And for, this was for the seniors.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you again for joining us, and we will talk again soon.
All right, great. Thanks, Bill. Have a great day.
Yep. Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.